Pentecost, a moment of profound realization and transformation for the community of disciples and indeed us. The faith they had received, the wonders they had witnessed, and the word they had heard all came together with a new understanding, a new clarity, and courage to begin the work Jesus had entrusted them. In Jesus breathing upon them, the new life of the Spirit literally takes flight. The same Spirit continues to blow throughout the church today to give direction to our mission and ministry, to preach the gospel, to proclaim the forgiveness and reconciliation in God's name, to baptize all humanity into the life of Jesus' resurrection. And right now you're thinking, what did he just say? I have to admit, that when I heard this, and with Pentecost, this year, for some reason, I thought of how we've listened to music over the years, how we've been entertained over the years. And thanks to Marconi, we had the radio. And then the TV aspect came about. Now, I will tell you, those that are younger, we did have remote controls in the 50s, 60s, 70s. The remote control for the TV was usually the youngest in the household. That something was thrown directly at their head. And that youngest would get up and change the channel. And you know, when the TV was, well, it was furniture. It was as big as me. And then the knob would fall off. Remember when the knob fell off? And you tried to change a channel holding a pair of pliers? But we're talking about particularly music this time. I wanted a transistor radio, but you ever go and try to buy a transistor radio today? And thanks to Apple, we no longer, well, most people don't have these big clock radios anymore. Now, some people probably do. But by and large, they've gone by the wayside. God rest Steve Jobs' soul, but he did it to us. So, radio waves are always out and about. Are you tuned in? Are you tuned in? And that's what it takes. So, when you had a transistor radio, think back. That's what it sounded like a lot. Right? And then you got skilled and savvy about... Oh, maybe a station? But I want my favorite station. How do you not love the Doobie Brothers? But it was a learned skill. And then you had to remember how to do it. You had to have equipment, you had to be tuned in, and you had to be able to remember how to do these things. And my dear friends, I would say that's what Pentecost is. Jesus is telling everyone, especially his disciples, remember everything I taught you. Love, mercy, compassion, charity, peace be with you, and fear not. And then he told them, go. Go. And guess what he's telling you? And he's telling me. Remember love, mercy, compassion, charity, peace, fear not. And since we were baptized into him, he's telling us, go. Remember. Just like we had to remember how to tune in. and how to get that just right on that radio station. And to do it quickly, because your song would only come on once every like 18 hours. But that's what it is. This is a joyful time where Christ is now sending us too, just like He sent His apostles, to then go. And that Spirit came upon them because the world was ugly. The world was hating people. The world hated Him and put Him on the cross. So Christ knew full well what was going to happen, and that's why He strengthened them. Now, it's a good thing 2,000 years later the world has come a long way, right? And we don't have any hatred in the world anymore. And we don't have any ugliness in the world anymore. That was sort of a joke, but okay. We are bombarded with hatred in this world today. It is prevalent in every aspect. Be it the intrinsic evil that is abortion, to all the shootings, to those that say Christ and God do not exist. So Christ today still sends the Spirit to us. Are you tuned into Him though? Are you tuned into that Spirit? Can you go and quickly...
Fox is Ashley Strohmeyer, the new threat...
Tune in. I gotta listen to this for a while. Can you tune in quickly? Do you have enough intestinal fortitude to do the job that Christ is now saying that you have to do, that I have to do, that Father Bijou has to do, that the choir has to do? And your Pentecost sequence was beautiful, by the way. Are you ready for that? Because that's what Pentecost is. It's nice we all wear red and it's like, yeah, we're on fire and this is great. But are you? Christ is sending the Spirit to us to say, go. Tell them about me. Tell them to remember all the things that I taught you. Think of all the things we just heard in Scripture since Easter to today. About Acts of the Apostles. And think back about the love, mercy, compassion, charity that Christ showed. And He's saying, remember that. And now go. Ultimately, the decision is yours. And you have to decide, are you going to go? Are you going to do these things? Or are you going to allow others to do them? And then say, I meant to do that, and I'll take credit for it anyway. Me, I'm all in. And I try to lead the charge. Because Christ, I can hear Christ telling me, I want you to lead them. And tell them to remember all the things that they've learned in this 50 days after we were celebrating Easter, that the work is now just beginning. Because all of you have to be a light for the world, because the world is in darkness. Can you be that light? With everyone hating you. That's why we hear in Scripture, how blessed you are. They hated me long before they hated you. And we pick ourselves up and we look straight forward and we go. And we go with the love of God because we do remember what He has taught us. We understand what love looks like. We understand what mercy and compassion look like. And when we show those things to other people, we are the light. We are becoming the people that Christ wanted us to be. If you're not where you want to be, I invite you to change. to pray about it, to ask Christ to give you the direction in your life that you are seeking. And it might look a little different, but it will be your mission. It will be your spiritual journey, and that will be a great thing. Because if all of us leave this beautiful church arm in arm and go out into our communities, out into our workplaces, and show the love of God, that is love, mercy, compassion, charity, being at peace, and telling people to fear not, people will be drawn to that like moths to a flame because of what the world is going through. May we all have the strength this Pentecost to complete our missions that Christ has entrusted us to do. Father Bijou alluded to it. Happy birthday to the church. And now let's tune in and let us go to do the things that Christ wanted us to do.